Baba Basra, Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Aleph, page 96, side A. The Tanya, for we learned in the Tesefta in Trumas Perik Dalad Alachaches, with regards to a person who had barrels of wine, which were Tevel before they were, the Truma was separated from them, and then he wants to designate one to separate from it the trumas to exempt all the others. So we say haboidek es hachovis, one who checks the barrel, meaning that he tastes the wine in order to find out that it has not gone sour, that it has not become vinegar. So then liyis mafrish ala truma, so that he should be able to use that to separate it on it, truma and on. So from this time that he checks it and on, all the time he's able to rely on this barrel by separating the truma. For example, when he comes to sell 100 lugin, he says 2 lugin, which is the measure for the benefit for the for truma. So he says 2 lugin that in that barrel should be truma for the 100 lugin that he's selling. And afterwards, after a month or more after the inspection, he went and checked again, and he finds out that the wine in the barrel has turned into vinegar, and he doesn't know whether immediately after the first time that he checked it became vinegar, and therefore it wasn't good truma, or it is just now that it became, when he found it to be vinegar, it became vinegar. So then, kol shloisha yomim, all 3 days from the time that he checked, vadai, for sure, but we know for sure that it was okay. But mikon va'elech, after 3 days and on, sofik, it's not sure when it became vinegar, and memela, there is a sofik, there's a doubt whether he separated it as he should have. So the Gemara says, Maika Omar, what is the Brisa saying? How do we explain the Brisa? That which days are Vadai and which days are Sufik? Because the Brisa technically can be explained in several different ways, as follows. The first way in explaining the Brisa, Omar Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan Hochik Omar. So this is his intention. Whatever was in the barrel, kol shloisha yomim harishenim, the first 3 days that were close to the first inspection, vaday yain, that was for sure wine, mikon ve'elech, from here and on, after 3 days and on, until the time that it was found to be vinegar, sofik, then it's a doubt whether it is now that it became vinegar, or perhaps immediately after the checking it began to become sour. And if so, after 3 days, it has already turned and become vinegar then. And the Gemara explains the words of Rabbi Yochanan. My time, what is the reason that in the first 3 days we say that it's certainly wine? And so the Gemara says, because he holds that chamra me'ilayi okar, that wine, when it begins to become sour, to ruin, to become vinegar, in the beginning, the taste of the wine that's on the lip of the barrel, on the top, begins to go. V'hayti me'ilayi okar. And this person tasted from the top of the barrel, and the taste of the wine has not yet been taken out of it. So, im timtzolei merboser diteime okar, if you will think to say that after, immediately after he tasted from it, so it began to go sour, become vinegar. So, also in this such a situation, the halachas have not changed. Why? Because up till 3 days that pass, haverecho chala, only the smell becomes like vinegar, the taimre chamre, and the taste is still wine, the kol reicha chala, the taimre chamre, and any that has the smell of vinegar but the taste of wine has the halacha of chamre, of wine, and therefore in the 3 days that are close to the inspection, it's for sure wine, and the suffix is from that point on. Another way to explain the Braisa is when Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omar, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, he disagrees with Rabbi Yechanan, and he explains the Mishnah as follows. Kol shloisha yomim ha'achreinim, all the last days that are before the time that it became vinegar, vadai chaimetz. For sure we say that within the 3 days it was definitely chaimetz, definitely vinegar. Mikan ulahalon, and from here and up, which means that what preceded the 3 days, that is, from the time of the first inspection until these last 3 days, sofik. That's a doubt. We have a doubt whether it already became vinegar in that time. And the Gemara explains the words of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. My time, what is the reason? That immediately after the checking and on, the sofik begins. And it's in the last 3 days, we say that the wine definitely turned into vinegar, because he holds chamro mitatoy okar, that the wine, when it begins to go sour, the beginning it starts off with the taste that's in the bottom of the barrel. Ve'ema okar ve'lavadaiti. So therefore, there is to say that even before he inspected it, already the taste of the wine that it's in the bottom of the barrel has already gone. And he tasted from the edge, from the lip of the barrel on the top, he didn't feel it. Ve'imtim tzoloimar. And even if you're going to say that me'i lo yokar, that the wine that is on the top of the barrel is what begins to go first, and this one, but he tasted it and he knows for sure that it did not lose the taste of wine yet, nevertheless dilma basar ditime okar, perhaps immediately after he tasted it began to go bad, and the taste of wine had started to leave it. And in such a situation, have reicha chala v'tam chamra, and the smell is already a vinegar. It's only a taste of wine, and reicha chala v'tam chamra, and a smell of wine and a smell of vinegar and a taste of wine has a din of chala, has a din of vinegar. And therefore, the doubt begins immediately after finishing the initial inspection. And then there is yet another explanation of the Braise, the Roy Moyi, the sages that were from the south, calls them the Roy Moyi. Masnu Mishmei, the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, they would learn and teach in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that the Rishonim, that the first 3 days after the first inspection, Vadai Yayin, then for sure it was wine. And also the Achronim, the last 3 days before the last inspection, Vadai Chaimetz, they for sure were already vinegar. And it's the Emtsoyim, and it's the middle days that are between the first and the later days, Sufik, is the doubt which in these days, at which point it changed from wine to vinegar, as mentioned before. So the Gemara asks on the opinion of the sages of the Dorim, of the Dorim Oyi, Haguf Akashia. According to the view of Rabbi Shuman Levi, it's difficult because he contradicts himself. Because in the beginning, Omeres, you say in his name that Rishonim Vadayayin, that the first 3 days are definitely wine. So even though we can suspect that maybe immediately after the inspection, it began to turn vinegar. Alma, so what do we see? That he holds that the reicha chala v'taime chamra, that if it's a situation that the smell, it smells like vinegar, but it tastes like wine, the halacha doesn't change, and it has the halacha of chamra. It has the halacha of wine. Because if he had halacha of chametz, so how is it that in the first 3 days it's for sure wine? Those days are still possible that maybe the smell will change, and if the smell changes, we don't care that it tastes like wine. If the din is that the smell would make it no longer wine. So this means that they hold that the reicha chala v'taime chamra has a din of chamra. V'hadar amrit, but then you say that achronim, that in the last 3 days, you're saying also that last 3 days that preceded the last inspection, badei chametz. You're saying that it's definitely vinegar, although it's possible that it's only close to the inspection the taste changed to vinegar. So Alma, so we see that he holds the opposite, that the reicha chala v'taime chamra, if it has a smell of vinegar and a taste of wine, chala would be would have a din of vinegar. That if it receives the smell of vinegar, even though it still tastes like wine, the halacha has already changed, and that's why it's considered to be like vinegar. So, because if not so, so why would the last days be considered certainly vinegar? It's possible that only the smell changed and not the taste. So the Gemara answers that the Chachmei Dorim, that the Ramoi, they hold the way Rabbi Shuv and Levi brings them down, in the opinion of Shuv and Levi, that the Braisa is dealing with kigoin the ishtakach chala siftiko, that the vinegar that was found in the last inspection was a very strong vinegar, very sharp. The lav de okir tlosiyem lav ishtakach chala siftiko. Had it not been that it had been already vinegar for 3 days before this inspection, then it could not have been found with such a strong, sharp vinegar. In other words, that even according to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, a smell of vinegar and a taste of wine has the halacha like wine. And therefore, in the first 3 days, it's certainly wine. Even though if it began already to go and become vinegar, and it smells like vinegar. But in this braise that the we talks about in the second part, that the vinegar that was found was a very special, strong vinegar, so then we have to say that it began to, that it was already vinegar 3 days before the second inspection. Before, in earlier on Tzadikei Amud Beis, Abaye asked Rabbi Yosef which bracha one needs to make on the taste of wine, and if it smells like vinegar. That is yayin hanimkar bachanus, wine that is sold in the stores. You make either a bracha hagofen or isha hakol. And Rabbi Yosef said to him that from this braisa we can prove this matter. So since we can explain like Rabbi Yochanan that this situation has in that situation the halacha is like wine, so if so, the bracha is a goffin. Likewise, we can explain, like Rabbi Shub and Levi, that it has a halacha like vinegar, and the bracha would be shahakam. So the Gemara asks, Keman poshetli. So, like, who of the two did Rabbi Yosef resolve to abide? The Gemara says, Pligiba. There is a disagreement in this. Rav Zvid, Chad Omar, one said that Rabbi Yosef's intention was to resolve like Rabbi Yochanan, that the bracha is hagofen, V'chad Omar, and one said that his intention was to resolve it, ki Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, that the bracha is Asha Hakol. The halacha now about a mekachtos, a mistaken deal, when a person sells to his friend a barrel of wine and it became vinegar. Itmar, we learned in the memra. Meicher chavis yain lechaveidei, one who sells a barrel of wine to his friend, and the buyer takes the wine in the barrel of the seller and he moves it to his house while it's still in the seller's barrel. Vechmitza, and then it turned into vinegar in the house of the buyer. Amar Rav, says Rav, kol shloisha yomer rishenim, if the vinegar, it turned to vinegar within the three first days from the time that he sold him, b'shus meicher. So then the barrel of wine is still the responsibility of the seller, and the loss is the seller's. Why? Because we know that wine does not become spoiled vinegar in less than 3 days. And this wine that has become spoiled within the 3 days, that's the sign that already by the seller it began to spoil. And since at the end it is going to become vinegar, so then that's like a person buys wine and it turns out that he got vinegar, which is a mekachtos, a mistaken deal, as mentioned before on Pei Gimel Amud Beis. And the seller has to return the money to the buyer. But if the vinegar turned mikon va'ilech, meaning after 3 days from the sale, then it's birshus lekeach. Then the barrel is under the responsibility of the buyer, and the loss is his. And even if he didn't pay yet for the wine, he's obligated to pay for the wine.